From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. FAO agrees expanding inspections of fishing vessels. Jakarta urges stakeholders to improve children's immunization coverage. Now the news in detail. The Food and Agriculture Organization FAO meeting from May 8th until 12th in Kuta, Bali, agreed on several important points, including expanding inspection of fishing vessels to eradicate illegal unreported and unregulated fishing. FAO is working with countries and regional fisheries management organizations to combat illegal fishing by reviewing national legislations and identifying ways to strengthen their institutional capacity. Director of the Fisheries and Aquaculture Division of FAO, Manuel Bering, stated in Kuta, Bali, Saturday that FAO also helps to improve the monitoring and surveillance system so that all parties can effectively implement the agreement on port state measures or port state actions and other international instruments to promote sustainable fisheries. The Jakarta Health Office has urged stakeholders in the health sector to play a more active role in supporting children's immunization to improve its coverage and quality as well as make it more equitable. Acting head of the Jakarta Health Office, Ani Ruspitawati, said grassroots actors such as public figures and religious figures are very important for creating high equitable and equality immunization coverage. During the 2023 World Immunization Week on Saturday, she urged public health centers to cooperate more with health facilities in the regions to complete the immunization of children under the age of 5, so as to make Indonesia have a golden children generation as the successors of the current generation. Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno has said that his ministry will coordinate with other parties to assist the Bangka District Government in developing a tourism special economic zone. As quoted by Antara on Saturday, the minister said later he would coordinate with the related coordinating minister to know more about progress and development of the tourism in the special economic zone in Sungai Lintas Timur Sungai Liat area, Bangka Belitung Islands province. He noted that the region is both a tourism and tin ore mining area. Thus, he expects that the activities of the two sectors will not disrupt each other. Indonesian Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Ministry expects the Entrepreneur Hub program to support innovative activities related to entrepreneurship development, especially in universities. As quoted by Antara, according to the Ministry's Deputy for Entrepreneurship, Siti Azizah, on Saturday, higher education is expected to downstream their research so that young entrepreneurs can feel the benefits. She also said, university can help entrepreneurs by providing them access or support when it comes to crucial aspect of a business. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Voting has begun in Thailand's general elections, where the daughter of ousted former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra is the front-runner. As reported by BBC.com, today the election is being described as a turning point for a country that has experienced a dozen military coups in the recent history. Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, the army general who led the last coup in 2014, is seeking another term, but he is facing strong challenge from two anti-military parties. Last item, one of Sudan's most prominent singers, Shadian Gardut, has been killed in crossfire in the Sudanese city of Omdurman. As reported by BBC.com, Gardut died amid clashes between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces RSF on Friday. The 37-year-old singer's death came only one day after the warring parties signed a deal to alleviate civilian suffering. Fighting erupted in Sudan in April over a vicious power struggle within the country's military leadership. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on the 42nd ASEAN Summit, closed with a number of agreements. Indonesian President Joko Widodo conveyed a number of results achieved in the implementation of the 42nd, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations or ASEAN Summit, which took place on May the 10th and 11th in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara Province. One of them is related to public interest and also the main concern of ASEAN leaders, namely the protection of migrant workers and victims of human trafficking. Addressing journalists at the media center on Thursday, the president invited ASEAN countries to take firm action against the perpetrators of the crime of trafficking in persons. As for Myanmar conflict, the president emphasized that ASEAN countries agreed not to tolerate harm to human values. Not only that, ASEAN also agreed to engage with all stakeholders in accordance with the 5 points agreement mandate. According to him, inclusivity must be firmly held by ASEAN because ASEAN's credibility is at stake. President Joko Widodo also said that Indonesia opens opportunities for communication with anyone in the context of humanitarian interest. However, the president emphasized that taking an approach does not mean giving recognition, because ASEAN unity is the main thing, so that it is not easily divided by other parties. According to him, no party inside or outside ASEAN should benefit from the internal conflict in Myanmar. He also stressed the importance of stopping violence and protecting the people. Finally, regarding the strengthening economic cooperation, President Joko Widodo explained that ASEAN had agreed to build an electric car ecosystem and become an important part of the world's supply chain, thus making downstream industry a key. In addition, ASEAN countries also agreed to strengthen the implementation of local currency transactions and digital payment connectivity between countries. According to him, this is in line with the aim of ASEAN centrality and is part of efforts to strengthen and make ASEAN more independent. On this occasion, the president appreciated the implementation of the 42nd ASEAN Summit, which has run smoothly and yielded good results. Through the 42nd Summit, Indonesia wants to see a strong ASEAN, capable of facing challenges, responsive to dynamics, and still holding a central role in the region. In addition, the president also said that ASEAN is a family that has strong ties and is united towards the same goal, namely making ASEAN a center of growth and a peaceful, stable, and prosperous region. That was this week's Spotlight.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today's news story with May 14, 1955, the signing of the Warsaw Pact. The Warsaw Pact was a defense alliance of communist socialist countries in Eastern Europe. The Warsaw Pact was formed on May 14, 1955 at a meeting of the Eastern Bloc countries in Warsaw, Poland. The formation of the Warsaw Pact cannot be separated from the decision of the United States and its allies to establish a defense alliance, NATO. The background for the establishment of the Warsaw Pact was in the concerns of the Soviet Union and Eastern Bloc countries over the existence of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which at any time could become a threat to Eastern Bloc countries. The Warsaw Pact was drafted by First Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, Nikita Khrushchev, in 1955 and signed in Warsaw on May 14 the same year. This pact expired on March 31, 1991, and was finally terminated at a meeting in Prague on July 1, 1991. Turning to May 14, 1962, attempted assassination of President Sukarno. On May 14, 1962, there was an assassination attempt on Indonesian President Sukarno, or popularly known as Bung Karno. The incident occurred when President Sukarno was holding the Idul Adha prayer on the grass field between the State Palace and the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta. Someone suddenly fired a gun at Bung Karno while he was protesting. The shooter was four lines behind Bung Karno. The shot did not hit his body on the slightest. It is known that the perpetrators of the shooting were three people, namely Sanusi, Kamil, and Jaya Permana, all of whom were members of Darul Islam or Indonesian Islamic Army. And today in history with May 14, 1984, the birth of Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Elliott Zuckerberg is a computer programmer and internet entrepreneur, and he is known for creating the social networking site Facebook with his friends. Facebook was founded as a private company in 2004 by Zuckerberg and classmates Dustin Moskovich, Eduardo Severin, and Chris Hughes while students at Harvard University. In 2010, Zuckerberg was named Time Magazine's 2010 Person of the Year. That was today in history.
VOA listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Hitoshi Sugio in Japan. He was listening to our broadcast in French programs on March 4, 2023 through frequency 3325 kHz. In his letter, he also enclosed two IRCs. Hello, Mr. Sugio. Thank you for your letter. My friend from the French section will reply to your letter. Please be patient and wait for the reply. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song for you. Enjoy.
Menjadi masih milikmu.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on 10 countries participate in the World Surfing Championship in Krui. The World Surfing Championship will take place in Krui, West Lampung, Indonesia, under the name 2023 Krui Pro QS 5000 International Surfing Championship. The committee targets around 200 surfers to participate from within the country and abroad. The Krui Pro QS 5000 2023 International Surfing Event will be held in Pesisir Barat or West Coast Regency from June the 12th until 18th. Head of West Lampung Tourism Office, Inyoman Setiawan, said on Thursday, as many as 215 participants have registered for the 2023 Krui Pro QS 5000 International Surfing Championship. They come from 11 countries, namely Australia, Japan, Italy, South Africa, Brazil, Peru, the United States, France, England, Spain, and host Indonesia. According to the plan, the event will take place at Tanjung Setia Beach, Pesisir Barat or West Coast, Lampung. Inyoman Setiawan said there were four categories in this year's championship, namely men's QS 5000, women QS 5000, junior men and junior women. According to him, currently there are 81 people who have registered at men's QS 5000, women's 56 registrants, and this number has not yet reached the target, but for junior men 40 people and junior women 38 registrants have exceeded the target. He hopes that the momentum of the International Surfing Championship will be an opportunity to introduce Lampung tourism to the world, especially Pesisir Barat or West Coast Lampung tourism. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Kalab Abbas in Pakistan, who is always monitoring our broadcast. Hello, Mr. Abbas. How are you today? I hope you're listening to your favorite segment, Listener's Mailbag. Thank you for your compliment. You said that reception of our broadcast is exceptionally 100% satisfactory. Thank you for the compliment. Well, listener, wherever you are, if you listen to VOI broadcast but a lot of interference and noise, to overcome the problems, I suggest you use RRI PlayGo application. Just type RRI PlayGo on your Play Store or App Store on your smartphone, download it, then select logo VOI. You can watch our live streaming. If you miss it, you can watch the review below. So you can listen to VOI without interference or noise. What are you waiting for? Just download RRI PlayGo mobile app.
Thank you.
are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is about Kompiang Cake from East Nusa Tenggara. Labuan Bajo in East Nusa Tenggara province is one of the super tourist destinations in Indonesia that is visited by many local and foreign tourists. After enjoying various interesting tourist spots in Labuan Bajo, visitors can bring home typical Labuan Bajo souvenirs. One of them is Kompiang Cake, or also known as Kompiang Longa. This round or oval-shaped cake is not only a typical souvenir from Labuan Bajo, but also from the Manggarai district. Kompiang has a rather dahar texture and a brownish-yellow color. Like cake in general, the top is sprinkled with sesame seeds, so it is also known as Kompiang Longa. Longa in the Manggarai language means sesame. It is said Kompiang is an adaptation of a similar sesame bread or cake from China brought to Labuan Bajo long time ago. However, Kompiang cake began popular again in Ruteng, which is the capital of Manggarai district, around 1983. Even the Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy from Indonesia, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, was very impressed with the taste of Kompiang when he first tasted it. Making Kompiang is still done traditionally because it is baked using a traditional stove with firewood as the fuel. It takes up to 12 hours to bake a kompiang, which only uses the basic ingredients of wet flour, water, sugar, salt, oil, and margarine. Uniquely, the cake is made without eggs or milk. Kompiang has three flavors, namely original, sweet, and filled with meat. Since no preservative is used, kompiang can only last 2 days at room temperature. However, it can last 1 week in the refrigerator and 1 month in the freezer. Because its texture tends to be harder than most cakes, Kompiang is more suitable to be enjoyed by dipping into tea or coffee, as done by local people. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I announce that VOI International Quiz 2023 is back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is in the form of essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's 5 super priority destinations, namely Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you're interested in and write an essay with a length of 700 to 800 words, font Arial 12. Then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10 to August 20, 2023. For those selected as the winners, one participant for each language service will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on September 11, 2023, which is the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id.
Hari ini esok. besok lusa dan selamanya hanya ada kau di hati. Kau buatku serasa hidup dalam mimpi. Meski terjaga, tak ada setitik ragu hadir mengajakku pindah ke lain hati. Bersamamu hingga bumi tak bermentari, padamu ku berjanji. Oh, semerbak kasih kita mewangi selamanya, harum abadi lestari asmara.
The third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is on Java Balloon Attraction. The peak of the Wonosobo Balloon Festival in Central Java was held to coincide with the 2023 Idul Fitri holiday period, namely at the end of April this year. At that time, various colorful hot air balloons were released to the air, making a wonderful sight in the sky. For those who missed watching the Hot Air Balloon Festival, you can visit another similar festival there called Java Balloon Attraction, which is scheduled for around August 2023. The head of the Wonosobo Balloon Community, Agam Setio Budi, explained, later during this festival, the hot air balloons will form at least four formations that visitors can see from all directions. The Jawa Balloon Attraction will be held at Kalianget Field, Wonosobo in mid-August. The Jawa Balloon Attraction is a tradition of flying large hot air balloons with various and colorful motifs. The balloons are flown alternately or together. The event will also be enlivened by cultural arts performances and micro, small and medium enterprises bazaar and various competitions based on the creative economy. Flying hot air balloons in Wonosobo have become a tradition, especially at every Idul Fitri holiday. Since 2006, a hot air balloons festival has been held. However, it was banned because it interfered with aircraft flights. Until finally, the idea emerged that the tradition of hot air balloons was contested by being tight so that the balloons did not fly wildly. That was Miscellany Today.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from Weird Genius. Weird Genius is an Indonesian electronic dance music or EDM and synth pop group from Indonesia. This new talent band consists of Reza Octavian, Eka Gustiwana, and Gerald Liu. This group was formed in 2016 and released their first song in 2017 with the title DPS or Denpasar. This song is inspired by the beauty and culture of the island of Bali. When Indonesia was still appointed as the host of the Under-20 World Cup, Weird Genius was chosen as the musician who composed and sang the official song for the Under-20 World Cup. The song is entitled Glorious, in which Weird Genius collaborates with top 3 Indonesian Idol Season 10, Liodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia. The song contains a youthful and energetic spirit that fits perfectly with the spirit of the 20-year-old World Soccer Tournament. Even though Indonesia is cancelled as the host, the tournament song made by the Indonesian musicians is still used by FIFA. Well, listener, here we go. Glorious by Weird Genius featuring Liodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia.
This is the time for the show. Flowers blooming on the ground. I walk a thin line on an overdrive, now ready to slow down. One step closer to the sky. There's gasoline in the wind. Morning highlights, so electrified, don't say in my way now. Watch me set this world on fire. Watch me do it with no regrets. You can't hold me back, no, you can't hold me back. This is my time to shine. I'll be glorious, they say I'll
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you so much for listening to our English program for an hour on voinews.id, at a replay Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kilohertz. If you have any feedback for our program, just send it to our email, voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, on Facebook fanpage, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, Instagram, @voi_official. Follow us on TikTok as well, @voi_official, and our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Or the easiest and fastest way, just send a message to our WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. That's a wrap today's English program from Voice of Indonesia. I'm Rahma signing out, and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye bye.